From robots to self-driving cars, people at Mackinac this week were discussing automation. I had the chance to catch up with Executive Director of Automation Alley, Tom Kelly, about how technology may transform our lives. And he explained exactly how Automation Alley may help.
So Automation Alley is a member-driven association. We're made up of about 800 members within Michigan. And those 800 members, really, it's two large constituencies. One is manufacturers, and the other is technology companies, specifically technology companies that sell to manufacturers technologies related to the smart factory. So think robotics and 3D printing and cybersecurity and big data and all of these technologies that are washing over manufacturing. We help connect those manufacturers with those technology companies. And it's a heavy lift these days because technology is changing so darn rapidly. It's a constant battle to create that knowledge that manufacturers need to win on the global stage.
So does this have anything to do with Industry 4.0?
It sure does. Boy, that's a term that came out of Germany, and it really stands for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The first was agriculture, and the second was Henry Ford. And the assembly line with electricity, and the third was robotics and computers back in the 70s and 80s. And now we're entering this fourth revolution, which is the digitization of everything. So think virtual reality, augmented reality, sensors, how you're going to be able to monitor everything about everything all at once. And it's quite overwhelming. But that's a term that we sort of co-opted from Germany and are planting here in Michigan.
You are on Mackinac Island, and of course, a lot of policymakers there. What are you hoping that people learned from you?
So Michigan is going down this path of mobility, right? Everything's mobility, mobility, mobility. And, you know, make no doubt, we must win the battle for mobility. Silicon Valley, companies all over the world are gunning for the auto industry. They want a piece of this new autonomous vehicle technology that's coming. And we see what's happening with Google and Uber, and everybody. Apple's been rumored to be working on an autonomous vehicle. So we must own mobility. Or the other side of that coin is Industry 4.0 that we just talked about, this technology that's going to go into manufacturing that helps the plants be smart in how they develop these autonomous vehicles. And we have to focus on both sides of this coin. So we can't be just about mobility. We also need to be about advanced manufacturing because, after all, that's what creates the jobs in Michigan. Mobility is very, very important, but I'm up here with the message that let's not lose sight of what we need to be doing to help our manufacturers become much more productive and much more efficient, and that in turn leads to jobs for Michigan.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because it seems like people hear, okay, autonomous vehicles, smart factory, which you've mentioned. You hear about robots and you hear about the digitalization of everything. And I think that kind of scares people because you think, okay, well, everyone's going to lose their job to a robot.
That is simply not the case. Brooke, that's a really great question and important for people in Michigan especially to understand. And that is that automation is actually our path forward to job creation. So the jobs we lost in the auto industry were not due to the robots that were coming into our factories here. It was due to the low-cost labor in China and Mexico. What we can do as a state is if we go down this smart factory path and we can produce things much more efficiently than anybody else in the world, and we have the capability to do that, that actually, it's counterintuitive, but that actually creates jobs. It actually creates a pipeline for jobs right here in Michigan. And we need to double down on automation, not be afraid of it, because that is the path that will allow us to compete with low-cost labor in Mexico and low-cost labor in China.
Where do you think we'll be in 2020?
Well, in only 3 years from now, what I hope to accomplish is that we've shifted the focus from, oh my God, there's so much technology change that's coming to manufacturing. I'm a small manufacturer. I'm a little tool and die shop. I'm a machine tool shop. I don't even know how to get started. What I hope is in this time, we can begin to create that knowledge for these small and medium manufacturers where they say, you know what, I really don't fear this anymore. I actually see this as a compelling competitive advantage. And thank you, Automation Alley, for helping me understand how I can apply capital in a very systematic way that I de-risks this sort of investment. And I understand my path and how I'm going to be able to compete with the world.
And that is Tom Kelly, Executive Director of Automation Alley. And I'm Brooke Allen for WKAR News.